Oh, finding love isn't easy. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Maybe it's just me, but whenever I see two lovers' names carved into the side of a tree or carved into the back of a wooden bench, I don't think, "Aw, that's so sweet."
What?
I think, "Damn, strange how many people bring knives on their dates." Yeah. Maybe I was doing it wrong the whole time.
It is a good thought. It's a very solid thought.
A lot of knives during dates, but it just proves that dating is, and pretty much always has been, really weird.
Yeah.
And no one on our show knows that better right now than our own 22-year-old social media coordinator, Alexis.
Yeah.
She's single, and ever since she graduated college, she's been wandering the scorched, dry desert of loneliness, searching for her oasis of love.
Oh man, it's tough.
Every time she thinks she sees like a glistening, watering hole of romance off in the distance, she gets a little bit closer and realizes, nope, another douche mirage.
I hate those douche mirages.
Yeah, so,
it's a marouche.
That's why our entire show has been trying to help Alexis navigate that lonely, loveless desert so she can finally find her special guy. Now, I mean, I think it's a pretty good description, honestly. I'm like a king of metaphors.
Yeah.
But the last time we spoke to Alexis about her dating life, she said that she met an attractive dude at a gas station. And the guy approached her vehicle, asked her to go running with him, which was a little bit odd because we weren't sure how he knew her biggest hobby right off the bat.
Yeah.
A lot of questions there.
We didn't know.
Alexis wasn't sure what to do. Would she go running with the stranger? Would she blow him off? So, Alexis, let's get an update on that first. What happened there?
So, I did agree to go on the run with him.
Yay, good.
But then something happened.
What?
So, before the date, I decided I'm going to do some stalking on him.
Naturally.
Just like he did you before he asked you out. So that makes sense.
Okay, so I went on Instagram on my fake account.
Oh,
and you have one? A story for another day.
Okay.
And
I heard a lot of girls do that.
Yes. And he denied it.
Okay, obviously the picture of the fake girl wasn't hot enough.
So I messaged him separately on Snapchat and I said, "What's your Instagram username?" And he replied and said, "I don't remember. I never go on it."
Oh, that's bad.
You knew he goes on
it. And I screenshotted to check how many like posts he had, and he deleted 5 posts after I asked him that.
Oh, that is so sketchy.
Yeah.
He's definitely hiding something
from
you.
Yeah, for sure.
Not good,
dude. I'm thinking he's in a relationship or married.
Yeah, exactly.
Is my thought on that. So after I saw that, that was the day of the run. He messaged me that. So then I bailed on the run completely right before.
That's good. You're looking at red flags. You're going away from them.
A few days later, he called me and was just like, "You bailed. Just curious what you're up to. Want to hang out again."
Okay.
And see, yeah, guys like the girls that are playing hard to get. Canceling last second. Remember that.
Great. But no. I decided I'm not going to see him again.
Okay. Did you tell him that or you just didn't respond to him?
I said I'll call you back later.
Okay.
We all know what that means in the dating game.
Oh, Alexis.
All right. So you're abandoning your original strategy of meeting randos at gas stations. I don't know if it's wise to do that. I think it's a pretty solid bet that you're going to eventually meet your Prince Charming at a gas station. But you know what? If you want to go a different route, that's fine.
She should go to gas stations every day.
Yeah. I'm just saying. But you know what? What are you going
to
do?
I'm thinking I'm going to go back to Tinder and Bumble.
All right.
Isn't that weird that we feel that that's safer than meeting random people at gas stations?
It's the opposite now.
So, okay, how's the online dating going?
Well, it's still not going great.
Aww. What's the problem?
Multiple reasons. So every guy I find attractive on there, my roommate has already brought home.
What?
Oh, yes. Wow.
So I know
you
them
guys are matching with people that she's already hooked up with?
Well, I can't swipe to them because she already did, but I see them on both apps. Okay.
Every guy that you like, your roommate has brought home?
My top picks. I have slim pickings now. It's already slim, and that just makes it slimmer.
Okay.
So then I look at the guys who I can swipe to, and a lot of them have things in their dating profiles that are just unbelievable.
Like what?
So I actually wrote a few down for you
guys.
Okay.
So one person said, "Looking for a wife," just to start off.
Dang, that's
what a jerk.
I'm 22.
What's wrong with a guy that's looking to find his like one true love? You don't like that?
No, I'm not trying to get like engaged in a week.
Yeah. She's 22, Jeffrey. I mean, if she was like 35 and she was ready to settle down.
Yeah. But what's wrong with a guy saying that I want to find my one true love?
There's nothing wrong with him. It just means that it's not for Alexis.
It's not
too much.
Okay, well maybe don't call it unbelievable then. Maybe it's just not your type.
Well,
he's clinging.
They get worse because the next one is
worse than the guy that wants a wife.
And then there's some guys trying to be, I don't even know what this is, but fun as hell. If you're cool and want to get weird, bang my line. Let's hop on the good foot and do the bad thing.
All right, there you go. That's the one that Brooke was talking about the first time.
Let's do the bad thing.
Do the bad thing, bang around.
Tell me swipe right. Come on.
The good foot.
What good foot?
He's got one bad foot. Leave him alone.
Is he a limp?
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with our social media coordinator, Alexis, about her dating life. She's written down a bunch of things that she's seen on guys' dating profiles that annoy her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what else you got?
My secret skill is whistling. That's not a secret skill.
I don't think this is bad.
I know, you're missing out.
No, that is bad. If that's the best thing about him to advertise, no.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, next up. Let me be your national park all-access sugar daddy.
Oh, sugar daddy. Okay.
I like that one.
No. See, one, too outdoorsy for me already.
Yeah.
Two, a national park with a stranger. I'm not trying to die.
Wait, hold up. Your problem is he's outdoorsy, not that he's a sugar daddy? Do you want a sugar daddy?
I think she said that many times on this show.
Yeah, sugar
that
daddy's...
she wants a guy who's rich.
He doesn't have money. He's saying he can take me to national parks.
Be a sugar
what do I benefit from that?
Maybe he's got a sweet RV.
All right.
And finally, the most common, I think, is, are you here for the same thing I am? And then a creepy winky face.
Oh, that just means they want to hook up.
Yeah,
yes,
totally.
I got that one.
Totally.
I mean, you should reply back like, oh, you mean looking for losers? Because, yeah, I'm here for it.
Oh!
See, I disagree. I think you should just forward those guys on to your roommate because it sounds like exactly what she's looking for.
So all these are things that you don't like.
Yes.
Is there anything that you do like?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So you have swiped left on everyone so far.
I want to swipe to the other people, but like I said, they've already been over to my house.
It feels like you're getting to be a little too picky, Alexis.
Text in to 78592 if you'd be interested in dating Alexis.
Oh, we're going to do it this
way. In meeting her in person. Remember, she doesn't want a guy that is eventually looking for a wife, doesn't want a guy that likes to whistle, doesn't want a guy that likes to go to parks, and especially doesn't like any guys that are here for the same thing as she is.
Okay.
Taken a little out of context.
We're going to find you love somehow. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.